Hello, this is Saul Gonzalez, lead pastor of Lifehouse Church, and welcome to our podcast. Thank you so very much for joining us today. I believe that through this message, God will encourage you, challenge you, and better yet, change you for the glory of God and for the purposes God has called you. Enjoy this message. Greetings and salutations, Lifehouse. I love God. I love this church. I love the Word of God. And thank you for the opportunity to be able to come into your home and or your car or right in your living room and come and share some thoughts that I believe come from God's heart to your heart. And from Lifehouse to your house to your heart, I pray that you open up just a window of time, space, and opportunity for this ministry and this man and minister to be able to share some thoughts with respect to your reset, your 21-day reset, and how to make it count. I want to say that again, how to make your 21-day reset now that we are in the throes of a new year, a new opportunity, and 2020 lies behind. I do want to caution you, there's nothing magical about a date or about now that we're in January versus December of 2020. I do think that things are going to be much harder in many ways, in many aspects where you and I are going to have to endure much more calamity, perhaps even more despair. Things are not unfolding in a positive way in many parts of this country, and perhaps in your home, your house, your marriage, your relationships, your finances. I believe that for many of us, the journey may get harder before it gets easier, and it might be tougher before things let up. And you and I can kind of breathe a sigh of relief. Before that happens, I think it's wise to prepare your heart. We've been speaking and sharing about your reset roadmap. And we share an acrostic that had the word reset. Each letter stands for a particular power phrase. The R is for you to remember who and whose you are. The E in reset is to erase your path in accordance to the Apostle Paul that says forgetting those things which are behind. The S is for you to surrender your agenda. And believe me, that is easier said than done. For us to surrender your plans, your dreams, your hopes, your aspirations, for them to have to die in order for God's agenda, God's priorities, God's plan, God's dream for your life, for it to rise up and kind of have its day, you need to surrender your agenda. The next E of today is to expect more from God, from yourself, and from those that God has placed around you strategically for you to have the right expectations. And the last T in reset is for you to trust God and obey God, for you to trust God. So today I want to speak about expecting more, and that the arena of expectation is so critical because expectations, hope, and faith go hand in hand. I want to say that again, that expectations, hope, and faith go hand in hand. As a matter of fact, they're synonymous in many of the dictionaries and the definitions. And there is the opportunity, there is the challenge for you to really, truly start all over. Should your relationship not be right with God? Let's do that right now, right at the onset of this message, is that you can get your life right with God. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone be in Christ, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, you are a new creation, or a new creation has come. The old has gone. Behold, the new is here. The new you, the new creation, the new person in Christ Jesus in your heart is here. And you could start all over and hit the reset button the right way by having the right relationship with Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Secondly, for those of us that are believers, you need to believe and sense that God is doing a new thing. Even in the turmoil, even in the death of night, even in the throes of pain, God uses pain and the elements of chaos, the elements of death. Something needs to die before something is rebirth. And Isaiah 43:19 reminds us that, for I am about to do a new thing, something new. Can you see it? See, it's already begun, or it has begun already. And he says, I have already begun. Do you not see it? Do you not sense it? Because unless you see and sense it, you can never seize it. So I want to encourage you to allow the spirit of reset. And it will require for you to give input. It will require sacrifice. This is not an easy peasy invitation. If it were, maybe you would not be interested, nor should you be interested in something that just get along to come along and move along. No, sir, and no, ma'am. I'm asking you to ask the Holy Spirit to give you grit, to be grounded, for you to move forward in the spirit of intentionality and discipline and self-regard and self-respect for yourself. Honor yourself by honoring God, by saying yes to His challenges, by saying yes to God's will, His word, His work for you, His way, and God's new things that God has for your life. Because God has a word for you. He has His will and His word, and for you to walk in His ways. That is God's will. And I want to invite you to make that commitment, to hit that reset button, to go with us in our journey to read Philippians, the book of Philippians. We have a guide that we can send or you can download on our online website. And we're also inviting you to read the Gospel of John with us. Every chapter has powerful truth that have the power in the truth of God, in the Word of God, to change your life. As a matter of fact, in chapter 8 of the Gospel of John, it says that if you search scriptures, that as you read the scriptures, you shall know the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The truth will lead you to know God and become and have a more intimate relationship with God. I want to just for a few minutes talk about expecting more. Ephesians 3:20, expecting more. Ephesians 3:20, now to Him. Speaking of Christ, who is able to do immeasurably more. I want to say that again. It should be on your screen. Now to Him, Christ Jesus, who is able to do immeasurably with no calculus more than we can ask or imagine, according to the power that is at work, the power of God that is working within us. To Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. It's important that you have your expectations right on, that your expectations be aligned with God's intentions for your life, that your expectations be bold, that when it comes to God, don't shortchange your expectations, don't limit God's power and potential to work His will in your life. And for that, God works hand in hand with your faith, your hope, and your expectations. Expectation is a belief that someone will or should achieve something, someone. That's your expectation. And I hope you have expectations for yourself and for God this day. A belief is a point of view. It's a stance you take. A belief is faith that is supported by strong convictions or your expectations. What I'm trying to share is there is a symbiotic relationship between expectations, faith, and hope. And I pray that you're able to wrap them all up into this one word, expectations, and that you have expectations that God is going to do more in this 2021 for you, because He's the God of more. God can do more. He can give you more. He can enlarge your territory. But at the same time, God expects you and I to do our part. There are no freebies in the kingdom of God other than salvation. And even that came at a cost, where Christ gave His life, shed His blood for you, so that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So grace and God's favor and salvation has been paid for. But all other territory, all other growth, all other blessings and goodness comes with a price, comes with you and I trusting and believing God. So not for your salvation. You don't have to work for your salvation. But I believe that you and I have to be cogent. We need to be focused. We need to be willing to move forward and pay a price, spend time in God's presence, pray, spend time with the family, and let us grow together, because you and I can expect more from God. You can expect more from God because you should know that God will not withhold any good thing from you. That's what the Bible says, knowing that God will not withhold any good thing from us. Did you get that? That God, our God, will never endeavor to keep you away from any of His blessings, to separate you from His gifts, to distance you from His grace, that God has and will complement your life with graces and gifts and anointing and goodness, and He will not withhold any good thing from you. Psalm 84:11 says, "For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly." From those who walk uprightly, those who just walk in the spirit of harmony with God's will for your life, there is no good thing. In other words, every good and perfect gift God will give you, because that is His gift that comes from our Father of lights, good and perfect gifts that are suited for your life, for you to move forward and to make this reset successful, not just for 21 days, but beyond the pale of these next months and this 2020 or 2021 year that we're in now. This Bible tells us, the Word of God tells it, that God is a sun and a shield. I love that, because that means that your quest for a reset is right on. That God Himself is both light and will shed light so that you walk in the day of light. And also He is a shield to protect you from harm, from all the different vicissitudes and all the attacks of the enemy, so that now nothing or no one can undermine you, stymie, sabotage, or harm you, because no weapon formed against you, Isaiah chapter 54, shall prosper that has been forged. And now let me just share with you that the enemy is always throwing darts, always attempting to undermine and subterfuge your life and wound you, harm you, and then so that he can eliminate you from God's array of forces that God has already arrayed against him. So the essence of this message is you can expect more from God. You can expect more because of His character, because of God's greatness, His goodness, and His grace. You can expect more because God is a God of more strength, more wisdom, more character that God wants to build in your heart as you learn more of Him. He's a God of more because God has created you to be able, with the capacity, to be a steward of His blessings, of His enlargement, of God's gifts, of His anointing, of the powers that God gives every believer to overcome the enemy and this world, for He has made us more than overcomers. That everything that happens to you, according to Romans chapter 8, verse 28, is for good. Even bad things, even difficult things, even things that are hard to understand, that would stymie anyone else, but not the believer that understands that all things work together. All things work together for good. For those that are called according to His purpose, for them that love the God and love the Lord, that there's nothing high or low that can separate you from the love of God, that God has made you and me more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, who loved us. So He's the God of more. Expect more from God. More grace, more favor, more opportunity, more open doors, more enlargement, more wisdom, more strength, more anointing. Expect more from God because He's the God of more. Just ask Abraham. God gave him more than Abraham ever thought. He says, I want you to count the stars. Look up, because Abraham says, God, I've got nothing. I've got no son. And God tells Abraham, I want you to step out of your cave, out of your tent, and I want you to look up, and I want you to see, and I want you to count the stars if you can. Begin to count them if you can, because that is going to be in keeping with the descendants, with the inheritance, with the children that I'm going to give you by way of inheritance. I'm going to give you more than you can count, more than you're able to count the stars. And I do imagine that many a night Abraham sat there and trying to begin to just fathom and count the millions and millions and billions of stars. And that was God's way of saying, you have no idea that I can do immeasurably more than you can ask, think, or imagine. That I'm going to enlarge your territory. I'm going to bless you with favor and mercies, and I'm going to satisfy your mouth that you can become stronger again like the eagle. And that's what I want to. That's the essence of this message, is that this is not more like if you were a child in a candy shop. This is more like if you're a mature student in a classroom with God, that you're somebody that's trying to discover and align your steps with God's starts and His steps and God's stops for your life. That you're trying to sincerely ask God, what do you want me to do and who do you want me to be and how do you want me to proceed so that I can connect with the eternal purpose for which I was created to do and be more through a God of more. Not only do I want and encourage you to trust God for more, I want you to expect more from yourself. For God to do His more, I believe that many of His promises are conditional, that if you are obedient, that you walk in keeping with His will, His way, His work, and His word for your life, that you can expect God to correspond in the affirmative, that you can be and expect God to always, always be faithful, even when you and I fall short. And when we are unfaithful, Paul says that He is faithful, that God is your source, that God is the substance, that God is your supply for more, for your faith, your hope, and your expectations of yourself. He is your source. This reset, if you hope to make it count, will depend on you to increase your expectations of yourself, not only of God, but of yourself, and establish some measurable benchmarks and some built-in accountability factors for good measure. I want to say that again, that every reset, everything that God has for you depends on your faithfulness, depends on your wisdom, depends on your choices, and because every choice has consequences. You need to decide to be in. You need to decide to walk in keeping with just the cadence that God has given this church in terms of reading scripture, fasting for good measure, praying and separating time with God, reading good books, reading the Word of God, and then establishing benchmarks. What is it that you're expecting yourself to do? What's those new areas, those new challenges that God has for you? And then what is the built-in accountability systems that you are engaged in? Is your wife a part of this? Is your husband a part of this movement? Do you have people that God has placed around you for good measure to be accountability systems, or people that keep you and me honest, your feet to the ground, and your head on straight? I'm telling you that you should expect more from yourself and not just from God. The Bible says that Jesus teaches in John chapter 15, verse 5, I am the vine and you are the branches. If you abide in me, your branch will bear much fruit. And then watch what he says, for without me, you can do nothing. For without me, you can't produce, you can't move forward, you can't succeed. You will not be able to endeavor and to believe that you're going to succeed in any way, shape, or form without Jesus, you being connected in the Word of God and Jesus being connected in your life. He is both the source and the supply and the substance of everything and the seal, if you will, the seal of approval for everything we can accomplish. You can expect more from God. And I'd like for you to expect more from yourself, more discipline, more intentionality. The Apostle Paul says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, for it is God. I want to say it again. It is God. Yes, we're expecting more from us, but you have to know that it is God who works in you the will, or the ability to have the desire, the passion, the will, and also the to do or to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. I want to say that and read that again. For it is God who works in you the will and the act to do or to accomplish in order to fulfill his good purpose in your life. So it stands to reason that your expectations to be and do more for God, your family, your church, and others depends on the kind of relationship, respect, reverence, and regard you have with and for God. I want to say that again, that your relationship with God is the source. That is the key for not only God to give you and trust you more of Him, more of His blessings and enlargements and unique gifts that He has for you, but you and I need to be a willing vessel, a recipient, if you will, and know that He is the source. He is the supply. He is the substance. He is the seal of approval, that God Himself gives the will, brings about the desires. He sanctifies those desires, by the way, so that they're not ambitions from your flesh, but they're sanctified ambitions, and the ability to act, to do, to carry out His will for your life. And so we're talking about a covenant partnership with God, where He's the senior partner and you're the junior partner, where He is the source of sustenance and the supply and the seal, and that you and I are going in keeping and walking in obedience with God, that without God we can do nothing. But with God, there is nothing impossible for us to accomplish. Without God, I can do nothing. But with God and for God, all things are possible. And I just want you to embrace that spirit so that you and I can expect more from God. And you can expect more from yourself by doing, number one, just do the right thing. Do the right thing. Walk in the right spirit. Do the right thing at the right time and do it in the right spirit and do it for the right reasons. For the Bible says in James chapter 4, verse 17, whosoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. In other words, doing the right thing and doing it wisely and stewarding your life, your relationships, your resources with a spirit of responsibility, that is the right thing to do. To be faithful to God, to be faithful to yourself, to be true to yourself and faithful to your wife and your husband, to be faithful to your family, that is the right thing to do. To be gracious, to be a giver, to be generous, to be loving, to be someone who forgives and somebody who's able to grow, that is the right thing to do. Do the right thing. Decide to know and love God the right way. Decide to grow spiritually and help others grow and do the same. Decide to serve so that your service and your sacrifices can do the difference. Secondly, give God your very best. Not only do the right thing and by way of expecting more from yourself, but give God your very best. That starting today, you're going to give God your best life, your best service, and your best sacrifices. Paul says in the chapter 12 of Romans, therefore I urge you, my brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your body or your life as a living sacrifice, a holy and pleasing sacrifice to God. He is your true. That is your true and proper way to worship. And then do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what is God's will, what God's will is. Is good and is pleasing and perfect will for your life. I'm telling you, start by giving God your very best and start by giving Him your life, your mind, your spirit, your soul, and yes, your body. Give it to God. Consecrate it to God. The Apostle Paul tells us in 2 Timothy to do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, as a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. The Apostle Paul also says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 23, that whatever you do, work heartedly, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward, for you are serving the Lord Jesus Christ. That what you do, do it as for God. Do it with your very best work, your intentions, your strength. Do it with the spirit of excellence, for you're doing it unto God, unto the Lord, and not just unto men. So the challenge to expect more is not only to do the right thing, and do it in the right way, and the right spirit at the right time, and give God your very, very best, but to start here and now. Just to decide right there where you're sitting, right there where you stand, right there in the comfort of your home, in your car, wherever you're listening to this message, decide to start now. The Bible says that right now is the right time. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2 says, for God says, at the just right time, I heard you. On the day of salvation, I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now, and today is the day of salvation. The right time is now, and today is the day of salvation, not only of your soul and your salvation of your sins and your salvation of your spirit. But today is the salvation of your life. Maybe you've been wasting your life. Maybe you've been procrastinating. Maybe your life has not been one of high expectations and high achievements. Today you get saved. Not just saved in terms of being born again, but today you salvage your life. Today save the rest of your life. Save the rest of the time, the years that God has the strength. Let's save it for good measure. Let's preserve it and let's make something powerful happen as a result. The Bible says in Psalms 118 verse 24 that this is the day that the Lord has made. Today is the day. So let us rejoice and be glad in it. So today I want to challenge you to expect more from God. John 10:10 says that He gives you more than an abundant life. In James 4:6, He says that He gives more grace. In Romans 8:37, that He's made you already more than a conqueror. In Isaiah 40:31, He provides more strength and more endurance. James chapter 1, He dispenses more wisdom. Just ask God for it. He gives us more time to finish our mission. Isaiah chapter 38, He multiplies more strength. And God will give you more strength and more wisdom and more endurance if you need it. In John chapter 6, He multiplies the loaves and the fish. He'll give you more provisions in Jesus' name. And in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, God will give you immeasurably more than what you ask, imagine, or even can think of. For that is the God we serve. He's the God of more. And He's the God that you, by His strength and His power, can expect more from yourself. Let us pray and let us remember to expect more. Remember who and whose you are. Erase the past. Surrender your agenda. Expect more from God and more from yourself. And then trust and obey God. Let's pray. For the Bible says that now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, according to His power that works in our hearts, within our spirits, to Him be the glory in the church. Father, we thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for what you're doing in our lives. Thank you that you're the God of more. You're the God of more grace. You give us more of your grace, more wisdom, more strength, just more enlargement so that we can do more through the strength. You are our source. You are the substance, the supply, and the seal that comes along by way of your Holy Spirit to make our life count and make it count for eternity. And I thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for being the God of more. And thank you that through you, I can do all things. We can do more things through Christ who strengthens us, to the glory of God the Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We're always, always grateful. Never take for granted the fact that you take time to be and listen to this ministry. Be part of what God is doing in Lifehouse, leading thousands of people to know God, grow together, go serve. By God's grace, we have a church in Delano and in Wasco and in East Bakersfield and now in Coachella Valley. We're so excited by what God is doing, and you could be part of this movement. There are other towns and cities that we feel that are ripe for a church plant, and your gifts, your offering, your prayer especially, will go a long way to make that happen and make it possible. We love you from Lifehouse to your house, and I pray to your heart. God bless you. We'll be seeing you very soon. Thank you so very much for joining us today on the Lifehouse Podcast. I pray and hope this message has encouraged, inspired, and challenged you to grow closer to God. If you would like to be a part of what God is doing here at Lifehouse, visit our website at lifehousechurch.com. That's lifehousechurch.com for more information, or consider subscribing and share it with one of your friends and family. Thank you again for being part of our journey, your journey, that will lead you to know God better, grow together, and go serve and make a difference. Thank you again. God bless you. See you next time.